Des Moines County Emergency Management Coordinator Gina Harden joining me. Also, the Director of Des Moines County Public Health, Krista Pogemiller. They have joined me pretty much once each week. We get an update on where we stand in this fight against COVID-19, the update. And again, we were chatting just before we went on to Gina Harden. Good morning to you, and good morning to you, Krista.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay. And again, we're chatting a little bit. Krista, I asked you, I said we have just one diagnosed case of COVID-19 in Des Moines County still. That is correct, right?
That is correct.
So would you say that we are doing the right things to, I guess, what, to social distance are we lucky any thoughts on how we're able to, I guess, what, keep that number from going up?
Yes, I think that everyone is doing their part in keeping that social distancing, following the recommendations from Iowa Department of Public Health. And I think we're coming into a critical time. We really, really need to make sure that we continue to do that. So washing our hands, covering our cough, staying home when we're sick, really just going out for our essential needs only, and then making sure that we maintain that 6-foot distance.
One of the things that I think is somewhat of an uncertainty, and Colin and I were talking about that, and that is the decision to wear a mask or not wear a mask. And I was reflecting on the point that if I'm going to go and get something essential, I'm going to get it, but I'm going to get it in a very, very brief. I'm going to do as much as I can to be as brief as I can, and to minimize any contact, and also to maintain the distance as much as possible. Do you recommend, Krista, that everyone wear a mask for all the time?
So the CDC has put out the guidance that they are recommending people wear masks out in public. And you're correct. It's one of those things, minimize the time that you're out. If you need to have essential needs, consider calling ahead and having a lot of the grocery stores, you can do curbside pickup. So anything we can do to limit the timeout is going to help us flatten that curve.
Okay. So, and the state of Iowa in general got some fairly high marks from Dr. Anthony Fauci in terms of what we're doing. We don't have quite a quote-unquote sheltered-in-place order, but we have about as close to that as you can get without doing that. I'm not sure exactly what the difference is. Is there a difference, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, we're very close to that shelter in place. I think, the governor has put in lots of measures to keep people at home and continues to make those recommendations and feels like everyone is doing their part in following the recommendations of only going out for essential needs. So we're very close to that, but we don't have that shelter in place.
One of the concerns I had somebody express to me was daycares operating, and I'm not sure exactly. It would seem that you would have having a fairly large number of children all gathering in a single place would seem to be at least a potential problem. I don't know if that's considered a gathering of more than 10 people or not.
The child care in Iowa have gotten guidance from the Iowa Department of Public Health, and they also have preventative measures that they're doing to make sure that sick children are not coming in. And there's guidance for their parents for, isolating themselves at home if they're sick. So I think they're doing all that they can to minimize any risks. But we do have essential workers that need to go to work, and child care is very important for them.
Okay, so it's one of those, I guess, what, choices and one of the difficulties and balancing acts that has to be kind of, I guess, worked into in all of this situation. I think I know that we've been talking about washing your hands and the thing that we were talking, another thing we were talking about is if you're going to wash your hands, if you're going to wash your hands, ideally wash them like a surgeon. In other words, make sure you get the fingernails, make sure you get the tips of your fingers, because those are the things that are going to be the most vulnerable to picking up something that on the surface. But is there any, I guess, is that how, and frankly, hot water or warm water, does it make a difference?
Well, warm water is good. The most important thing is 20 seconds. Make sure you're washing your hands for 20 seconds. And if you can't wash your hands, make sure you're using hand sanitizer. And they're recommending greater than 60% alcohol in that. And just remember, don't touch your face when you're out. That's very important because a lot of this transmission is coming from your hands to your face. So definitely wash your hands.
Surfaces that are most prone to, I guess, what, retain the virus, they do vary significantly. I was cardboard seems to be relatively unlikely to adhere to that paper, but metal surfaces seem to be particularly vulnerable. Is that right?
You know, I don't know that the Iowa Department of Public Health has put out any guidance on that, so I'm not sure that I can really give you an answer on that.
Okay. Let's go to Gina Harden. Gina, from a standpoint of emergency management and anything else, any other guidance that you have, I know you've been meeting with some of the leaders of the community, leaders of the area. Is everybody basically on the same page in terms of what they're doing and any advice, I guess, what any other additional advice you'd give?
Well, I think the main thing is, and the elected officials agree, that really people need, as Krista said, to stay home and only go out as necessary. If you go to the store, just one person go to the store. If you can go once a week, once every 2 weeks, that is ideal. We're trying to protect the people that are working at the stores also, plus the people, obviously, that are going. So just stay home if you can, if at all possible.
Okay. And I know that we've got a holiday, a very significant Easter holiday, and family holidays coming up. But family gatherings, obviously, those are problematic too, aren't they?
Well, I think it's important to connect with family, but I think there's so many options out there. We have the internet. We can connect remotely. We can FaceTime. We can call our families. And then also with, you know, we have faith-based worship coming up, and a lot of places are choosing to do that. But there's recommendations from Iowa Department of Public Health. You know, any of those kind of gatherings need to be done in drive-in type environments.
But, and by and large, any guess at how long this thing is going to last? Let's go to Gina first. Gina, do you have any thought or any gut feeling on this? Or is that, because it seems to be all over the map what how long this thing is going to be handling.
Well, I mean, we're relying on the Iowa Department of Public Health and the CDC. You know, the governor's got the orders in place through April 30th. I think we're all hoping that will be the end of it, but we don't know at this point. We're in uncharted territory here.
Yeah, and we've got and so many events have been already called off in the month of May, and we know that the CDC guidelines, in fact, go well into May, and they have been extended as well. So, Krista, I guess what's there really is no timeline until we really see this thing what end, right?
That's right. I think we're coming into a critical time period because we're looking for this to be kind of the apex of the curve. And I know a lot of the other states are very close to that. So I think we're also coming into that time frame. So, again, encourage everyone to do the best they can to help us flatten that curve.
All right. Gina Harden, Krista Pogemiller from Des Moines County, Des Moines County Public Health, Krista Pogemiller, and Des Moines County Emergency Management Coordinator Gina Harden. Thanks for the update. Appreciate the information. Thank you both.
You're welcome.
Thank you.